Mulier cum parit, tristitian abet, quia venit ora eius. Cun autem pepererit puerum, ianum eminit pressure proter gaudium, quia natus est homo immundum. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, these words can be found in the Holy Gospel for today. And what a beautiful thing to read these words on this day when we celebrate Mother's Day. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour is come. But when she has brought forth the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow. And it recalls the general law that came after the sin of our first parents. Law that we see in the book of Genesis, when God said to Eve, "In pain you shall bring forth your children." But these words of the gospel can also make us think about another passage from the scriptures. Now, from the book of Revelation. "And there appeared a great sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was pregnant, and she cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. And she gave birth to a son who was to rule all nations." It has always been the understanding of the church that this woman mentioned in Revelation 12 is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So she is the one who brought forth the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the ruler of all nations, our Savior, Jesus Christ. However, there is something which is not quite clear at first glance in this identification between the woman in Revelation 12 and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because the woman was in pain. Well, we have seen that pain during labor is a general law for all women. However, the Blessed Virgin Mary was exempt from this law. Firstly, because she was immaculate, preserved from original sin. but also because when our Lord was born of her, he didn't destroy her virginal integrity. So no one could say that the Blessed Virgin Mary suffered the pain in the birth of our Lord. But if she didn't experience the pain in the birth of Christ, what is this pain that we see in Revelation 12? My brethren, the answer is that the pain described in the book of Revelation is not physical, but spiritual. And it does not refer to the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. But this pain refers to our own spiritual birth on Calvary. For Christ to be born, she suffered not. But for us to be born, yes, she did suffer. Mary experienced the pain at the foot of the cross when the church was born from the side of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Mary was there, suffering with her son, in such a way that we can say that we are children of the wounds of Christ and of the tears of Mary. Children of the wounds of Christ and of the tears of Mary. And this is the pain that we see in the book of Revelation. So Mary is the mother of the head, but also the mother of the members. She is the mother of Christ, and also the mother of each one of us. Mother of the head, according to the flesh, and mother of the members, according to the Spirit. So the Blessed Virgin is, in this way, our spiritual mother, because she suffered greatly, greatly, for our spiritual birth. And it was our Lord Himself who on Calvary made the solemn proclamation of the spiritual maternity of Mary regarding all His disciples. Looking at His mother, together with St. John at the foot of His cross, our Lord said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And then He said to the Blessed Virgin, "Behold your son." And with these words, we received from Christ a commandment, an order, to love and to honor His mother as our own mother. And the Virgin Mary received a mission from our Lord. to take care of each one of us. So Our Lady was to continue to exercise her maternity until the end of time. Now, towards the disciples of her Son. This is the spiritual maternity of Mary. On one side, she cooperated with the redemption of mankind, uniting herself completely with the sufferings of the Redeemer. And on the other side, she continues in heaven to exercise her maternity with regard to each one of us, interceding for us and obtaining from her divine Son the graces of salvation. What a good mother we have in heaven. And I hope you will remember to offer her some spiritual roses on this day and each day of your life as a faithful child and servant of Mary. So as we have seen, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour is come. But when she has brought forth the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. After having suffered so much, in union with her Son for our salvation. What a joy for our Blessed Mother to see her children walking in the path that leads to eternal life. If it is written that the angels rejoice when a sinner repents and does penance, so how much more our Blessed Mother rejoices when she sees us striving to please God and to lead a holy life. Oh, dearest Mother, help us to be faithful to God. Help us to reject the things that are opposed to His love and to follow after the things that lead us to heaven. So we may one day see Your most beautiful countenance. And with You, we may give all praise, honor, and glory to the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, forever and ever. Amen.